This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the right equipment to do the job and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, July wheat ended the day at 570 and three quarter, down 8 3/4. September wheat ended at 576, down 9 1/4. December wheat ended at 584 1/4, down 8 1/2. July corn yesterday ended the day at 412 1/2, down 3 1/4. September corn ended at 420, down 3 1/4. And December corn ended at 429 1/2, down 3 1/2. July soybeans yesterday ended the day at 999 1/2, down 2 1/2. August beans ended at 988, down 4. September beans ended at 980 1/4, down 0.05. July soybean meal yesterday ended the day at 347.90, down $2. August meal ended at 341.60, down 90. And September meal ended at 337.20, down 90. July soybean oil yesterday ended the day at 31.24, down 17. August oil 31.35, down 17. September oil ended the day at 31.39, down 18. July oats yesterday ended at 253 1/4, up 2. And September oats ended at 259 3/4, down 3/4. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices did end lower on Tuesday afternoon. Soybean bids were pushed lower by a drier extended weather forecast and by very weak soybean oil values. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 3 to 7 cents at 369 to 396. Soybean bids were 10 to 30 cents lower at 969 to 1005. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 7 to 12 cents at 384 to $4. And soybean bids were 22 to 31 lower at 978 to 1003. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 2 to 3 cents at 390 to 415. Soybean bids dropped 24 to 30 cents at 980 to 1014. And the wheat bids were down 10 to 11 cents at 495 to 537. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids dropped 27 to 30 cents at 1004 to 1027. Basis steady to 3 cents higher at 12 to 35 over the August. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $357.90 to $374.90 per ton. That was $3.50 to $4.50 per ton lower, with basis steady to a dollar higher at $8.25 over July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 3 cents lower at $4.08 to $4.23, with basis steady at $15 under to option in September. Illinois River Barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 1 to 5 cents lower at $4 to $4.08, with basis mixed at 23 under to 15 under September. Soybean bids dropped 33 to 36 cents at 996 to 1010, with basis down 3 to 6 cents at 4 to 18 over the August. And wheat prices along the Illinois River dropped 13 cents at 540 to 545, with basis 3 cents lower at 45 under to 40 under September. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 3 to 4 lower at 4 1/4 to 426. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 29 to 34 cents with quotations at 1034 to 1039. Soft wheat ended sharply lower for the day at 535 to 540, while Milo ended 2 to 5 lower at 479 to 483. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 391 up to 408. New crop soybean bids range from 913 up to 953. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 394 up to 406. with the new crop soybean bids ranging from 946 up to 961. And in the southern part of the state on Tuesday, new crop corn bids range from 390 up to 408, with the new crop soybean bids at 933 up to 961. That completes our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. July hogs ended the day at 79.25, up 52. August hogs ended at 76.35, up 35. And October hogs ended at 65.80, up 20. August cattle yesterday ended the day at 151.07, up 57. October cattle ended at 154.02, up 55. December cattle ended at 154.85, up 37. August feeder cattle yesterday ended the day at 217.12, up 15. September feeders ended at 215.52, down a nickel. And October feeders ended at 214.02, down 2. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday the 7th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.60 higher in the range of $67 to $79, with a weighted average carcass price of $76.39. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 26 to 31, 4 to 5 weights 30 to 36, 5 to 6 weights 34 to 38, 6 weights and up 36 to 40. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $48 to $51.50. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 10,350 head. And now for the opening report from United Producers in Shelbyville. They had receipts of 315 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 150 to 159. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 141 to 148.50. And choice slaughter heifers, 150 to 156. Now moving over to Arthur for the sheep and goat auction. They had receipts of 204 head, choice slaughter lambs, 60 weights for 167 to 195, 70 weights were 171 to 194, and they had some 120 weights, bringing 160 to 177. Slaughter ewes, goods, twos and threes, 100 weights were bringing 153 to 61, 140 weights were bringing 75 to 85. Feeder lambs, medium and large ones, 48 weight average brought 185. Slaughter kids, selection 1, 40 weights were 93 to 125, and 60 weights were 140 to 152. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 324 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $81.60, and that was 66 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses, $244.67, that was $2.98 lower. With select carcasses at $241.09, that was $2.83 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 110,000, that compared to 114,000 last week and 116,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 423,000, that compared to 425,000 last week and 400,000 a year ago. Now for the recap from the Arthur Sale Barn Hay Auction. They had receipts of 2,377 bales, alfalfa premium quality, small squares, $4 to $5.10 a bale. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality small squares, $3 to $3.75. Red clover mixed grass, good quality small squares, $3.25. Mixed grass, good quality small squares, $2 to $2.75. and wheat straw, good quality small squares, $2.75 to $3.75. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Welcome to the Farm Show for Wednesday, July the 8th. This is John Michael Marty. With limited days available for field work, producers were still able to advance wheat harvest by 31%. Average temperature was 70.4 degrees last week, with statewide precipitation slightly below normal. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% short, 52% adequate, and 47% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% short, 56% adequate, and 43% surplus. Corn silking jumped 24 percentage points to 26%. Corn condition was rated 3% very poor, 9% poor, 27% fair, 49% good, and 12% excellent. Soybeans planted reached 94% compared to 100% last year and a five-year average of 99%. Soybeans emerged reached 92% compared to 99% last year, five-year average at 98%. Soybeans blooming at 15% compared to 26% last year. Soybean condition was rated 5% very poor, 11% poor, 32% fair, 44% very good, and 8% excellent. Winter wheat harvest jumped to 69% complete compared to 38% last year. Winter wheat condition was rated 9% very poor, 18% poor, 37% fair, 33% good, and 3% excellent. Hillsboro's 20th annual Old Time Tractor Show is coming up Saturday, July 18th and 19th out at Lake Hillsboro Park. There'll be a couple of days of fun and activities with lots of shade tree and parking. The pedal tractors, antique cars, tractors, lawn tractors, antique tractors, and other equipment 1982 or older. They've got 10 prizes for best of class, door prizes, whole bunch of things going on. It's the 20th annual Old Time Tractor Show at Lake Hillsboro Park. For more information, you can contact Judy Probst, Arlen Kasten, Jim Langham, or Andy Theriak. I'm going to try and get Andy on the show one day next week, and we'll have a little interview with him. They are looking for more antique machine demonstrators and craft vendors as well. You can call Judy at 538-2054, Arlen at 341-8690. Jim at 710-1514 or Andy at 534-2414, all 217 area code. That's the Hillsboro 20th Annual Old Time Tractor Show, July 18th and 19th out at Lake Hillsboro Park. National Corn Growers Association joined 13 other organizations in filing a lawsuit last Thursday in U.S. District Court against the Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers, seeking to overturn the Waters of the U.S. rule. Chip Bowling, president of the corn growers and a farmer from Newburgh, Maryland, said, "Farmers need clarity and certainty about their responsibilities under the Clean Water Act. Unfortunately, the Waters of the U.S. rule does neither. Under the new rule, every farmer and rancher in America now has at least one Waters of the U.S. on their farm. That puts far too much power into the hands of the federal government and exposes farmers to considerable liabilities without actually doing anything to improve water quality. Corn farmers remain committed to working with the EPA, the Corps, and other stakeholders to protect America's water supply." Co-plaintiffs in the lawsuit include the American Farm Bureau Federation, American Petroleum Institute, American Road and Transportation Builders Association, Leading Builders of America, National Alliance of Forest Owners, National Association of Home Builders, National Association of Manufacturers, and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, National Mining Association, National Pork Producers Council, and the Public Lands Council. And similar lawsuits have also been filed by 27 state attorneys general. And the bottom line is, it just about makes anything larger than a pothole full of muddy water a water of the U.S., and that makes every particular bit of water standing fall under the rules. We'll be back with part two right after this. Munson Hybrids will discuss the pros and cons of cover crops in an educational meeting at their Galesburg, Illinois facility on August 11th from 9 until noon. On that day, industry experts will educate farmers on the benefits and watch-outs regarding cover crops, including a Q&A session. In addition, various cover crops, seeds, and mixes will be visible in plots at the Munson-Galesburg location. Then to cap off the morning, a free lunch will be served on site. Call 888-813-7333 by August 7th to reserve your seat and lunch. Cover crops have really captured the attention of farmers, researchers, and the media, says Craig Alleman, Munson Hybrids agronomist. There's so much upside to using cover crops for the farmer and the environment. We're looking forward to this educational meeting and plot tour to pass along information from industry experts. Munson Hybrids is a regional family-owned seed company that meets the corn, soybean, silage, alfalfa, small grain, and cover crop seed needs of farmers in Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, and Wisconsin. Munson believes performance is personal, focusing on the right genetics for each field, and servicing local farmers by listening and developing a seed plan together. Again, to learn more about Munson Hybrids, visit MunsonHybrids.com or call 888-813-SEED. That's 888-813-7333. International Agronomy Day is coming up. It is going to be held at the University of Illinois on August 31st. The U of I Department of Crop Sciences encourages producers from around the globe to participate in this unique forum that brings its nationally renowned faculty together to share the latest in agronomy, weed science, crop production, pest management, agricultural economics, and more. And that pretty much covers farming, doesn't it? International Agronomy Day was developed as an opportunity for international visitors to attend a field tour at the U of I and interact with faculty and staff. The event will take place the day before the Farm Progress Show opens in Decatur to provide an opportunity for international visitors traveling to the U.S. to attend the Farm Progress Show. It'll let them learn more about the research being conducted by the faculty and staff at the U of I. It'll take place on Monday, August 31st from 8 until 1 at the U of I South Farms, allowing participants enough time to continue on to Decatur for the Farm Progress Show held September 1st to the 3rd. Registration for International Agronomy Day is required. You can do it by going to internationalagronomyday.org. Lastly, I wanted to mention again, if that's not your cup of tea on August 31st, maybe more fun is that Western Illinois University Golf Course is holding the 11th annual IPPA Pork Chop Open. That's August 31st. And at the Western Illinois University Golf Course, that is a terrific course, and you would have a good time for sure. Registration 10:30 to 11:45. Shotgun start at noon. It is $125 a person. And there are some pretty neat prizes, door prizes, and different things going on there. Starts at noon. For more information, visit ilpork.com or contact Deb Turner at 217-529-3100. 217-529-3100. Pre-registrations have to be received by August 10th. That's our farm show for today. Hope you enjoyed it, and hope your Wednesday's gone well. This is John Michael Marty. We'll do it again tomorrow. See you then.